take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Friday, TGIF, the day after Christmas. Hopefully you guys had a blessed and merry Christmas with family. You remembered to tell the little ones about the true reason for the season. And even amid all the gifts and all the food and the Lions losing, they are done for the year. Thank you, God. Can't tolerate this makeshift team that Dan Campbell tried to put together. So many injuries. 8 starting players. Now, folks, you have to understand, there's only 11 players on the defensive side of the ball, 11 players on the offensive side of the ball, 8 starters out for the season. Started with tight end Laporta, world-class tight end. It was Jared Goff's go-to guy. Whenever anybody else was covered, Laporta could get free because he was so big over the middle. Easy check down number 4, number 5 receiver to go to. Gone. Lineman gone. All kinds of problems. Gone, 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 and gone. So basically, we're in a situation where these people were absolutely just, without a doubt, disastrous. Without the starting lineup all year long. Started off good. They started falling like flies. And by yesterday, they could only score 10 points against Minnesota Vikings. Couldn't run. They were averaging 2 yards a carry. Jared Goff was out of sync because he was being rushed so badly. He couldn't set his feet and throw into the ball. Couldn't put his back into it, they say. Well, his tosses were off mark, and just a horrible game. Thank God it's over. We don't have to watch any more Lions games. I think they have one more left with Chicago. Who cares? Not even going to watch it. Just pray to God that Gibbs and these other guys don't get hurt in this last game, because there's no line. They do not have an offensive line. And Adrian Hutchinson, the fantastic, fantastic defensive end edge rusher we got 2 sacks on the road yesterday in Minnesota, but it's over. And so the pain of watching this team fall apart is just, it's sad. Almost as sad as the Detroit Tigers and the way they fell apart at the end of the season. I just hope and pray the Pistons and the Red Wings don't follow suit, because they're both doing well in their hockey and basketball leagues. And now we can start watching other sports. Got a great show lined up for you on this Friday. Hopefully, again, you guys enjoyed Jerry Stewart's Christmas Day show. I love that one story about the little girl who had the M upside down. Christmas Love. They were singing it. They had the letters. The kids were holding them up one at a time. And when they held them up all together, Christmas love turned into Christ was love. She had the M upside down. Hopefully you enjoyed those stories and many others from Jerry. Greatly appreciate him doing that for us yesterday. And we got a great show again today. Lots of information, lots of guests, lots of things to get to. So we're excited. Get some more coffee. Be able to check in a text message if you want to let me know you're listening out there. Greatly appreciate you doing that. If I haven't gotten a text from you in a while, please send me a text right now. How are you listening to the show? Short break. We'll be right back.
Pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet? Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number one here on this Friday, having some technical difficulties getting Justin Michael into the show right now. We'll try to use a cell phone and see if this works. Again, technology, you love it when it works and hate it when it doesn't. So we'll do the best that we can and hopefully get him connected into the show. We'll do it this way. And then we got to get this thing figured out for next week's interview. So let's do it this way, 03, and give him a call and see if he can answer his cell phone. We'll do it this way. One ringy dingy. There we go.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Justin. How are you, sir? We're live on the radio.
Awesome. Merry Christmas to you, Trucker Randy.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, dude. Hey, I don't know what's going on with teams. I think we got some adjusting to do. So next week we'll have to do it before the show starts and do a little test drive and be able to get you into the board that way. So for time being, we'll just use the cell phone if that's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely no issue.
All right, good, good, good. How was your Christmas?
It was great. I got to spend time with my mom and my aunt, my uncle. Just a really great time doing Northern Michigan stuff. Got to play some euchre. It's always competitive in our family.
Yeah, yeah. How many tables did you guys have going?
It was just my uncle and I, both my mom and my aunt. So
guys against the girls. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. They get pretty competitive, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, listen, one thing I wanted to specifically talk to you about today is end of the year. You know, it's coming up here next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, December 31st at midnight. Do you think we're going to have a deal out of Washington, D.C.?
I hope that we have some kind of deal out of Washington, D.C. I think it'll be really beneficial for the Republicans to get a win. But we need it, for sure. And we need some leadership to come out of Washington, which, again, is a concern. But honestly, I don't. And the reason I don't think that a deal will come out of Washington, D.C. by the 1st is I don't feel like there's any motivation. It doesn't seem like there's a drive or even willingness to get to work. And that's a significant concern. I mean, they say they're in Washington, D.C., they being our representation. But, I mean, it's just so tumultuous right now. I don't see a likelihood of anything getting done in the next few days.
Well, here's...
I mean, you know, they're not going to vote today. They got the weekend coming into Monday and Tuesday, then the holiday. I just don't think that it's going to happen.
Well, here's the thing I think is something that could come into play, and that's the shutdown, the 43 days that we already went through. A lot of people are blaming both Republicans and Democrats. It's not just, you know, the Republican shutdown, not just the Democrat shutdown. The people of the United States are blaming both parties. And so because it's not beneficial to one side or the other, I think, you know, maybe there could be a miracle here Tuesday heading into Wednesday to get it done so they can go home for New Year's. But I got to tell you, man, I'm somewhat pessimistic like you are. And the other thing about this whole thing, Justin, again, that Republican plan on the healthcare thing, did they ever even get a full final vote on that with the Republicans standing together and voting for it? Maybe a couple of Democrats crossed. I've looked everywhere, and I cannot find a vote on that healthcare bill.
Yeah, so I'm not quite for sure if they voted on it yet either. They've been holding it pretty close to their chest, mainly because, and I mean, you can't ever trust what you read in the news, but
right.
you know, credible sources and something. So, you know, the news in terms of reading papers and things have been very one-sided and not very supportive of the Republican plan. So you're not getting many of the details out that you should be. And I think that that's one of those issues we have with transparency in D.C. The constituents are always looking at, well, what's going on? What's happening? And it always seems like it's difficult for us to find that information. And then it's just kind of thrown in our face last minute. Oh, this is what we did. And it's like, well, why can't I be informed?
Right.
I kind of want to know what's going on, and I want to be up to date with that so I can see how it's going to impact. And I think you're right when you talked about the government shutdown. At this point, and it's really beneficial to our campaign, and we've seen this, is people are just saying, you know what, it's time for change. Nothing's getting done. What's getting done on both sides of the aisle? People
right.
are fed up.
Yep.
It's the same story over and over and over again. And this isn't to discount our current representation, but people are ready for change. And that is something that we've been saying for the last 11 months. It's time for change. It's time for change. It's time for change. And now people are starting to see it.
So
if you can't do your job, leave.
Right. So basically, out there on the campaign trail, going to these various events, you've been traveling all over, going to different meetings and things. This is a reoccurring theme that you're hearing from the folks. This is coming directly from the people.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times people ask, they're like, well, what has Congress done for me? And I say, not jack. But in that scenario, you're really looking at nothing. We've got a whole year. The Republicans have passed one bill that they've tried to explain to us. They've renamed it, you know, from the Big Beautiful Bill. And you look at these situations and you say to yourself, We had a 6-week shutdown, 5.5-week shutdown. What have they done for us? And people are fed up with it. You know, we don't feel that we're getting anything that we voted for on the Republican side. Republicans are mad. Republicans are mad at Republicans.
Yeah.
You know, we're always mad at Democrats for some reason, but you know, we're definitely mad at Republicans right now too, because we just don't feel like any of the Trump administration agenda has been passed. Or even brought to the forefront. It just seems like they're coasting, and it reminds you a lot of what happened with Paul Ryan.
Oh,
people
yeah.
see this, and they have this taste in their mouth, and it's becoming very bitter. People are not happy, and by people I mean Republicans. They're just not happy. This isn't what they feel like they voted for. And everything that they did feel that they voted for, it seems like it's prying tooth and nail to get some of those things. The Epstein files are a great example of that.
Yeah, finally.
So
finally. Well,
yeah, except for Roger and Rachel Redactor came in with their markers.
Yeah.
And made it nearly impossible for us to have the transparency that people are so desperate to have.
Right.
You know, that's where we're at right now. Just because public trust is so low, people want transparency, and the government's doing everything they can to make sure people stay uninformed.
Right.
And I think that that's a very dangerous way to go about things in Washington, D.C.
Well, as we are heading into New Year's Eve, because next Friday when we talk, it'll be January 2nd. It'll be 2026. What's the plan as far as campaigning going, as far as perhaps some debates? Are we going to be able to have any, you know, productive interaction between you and the current congressman?
I am pushing every day, every time I talk, and I'll say it on your radio show. I will debate the congressman anytime, any place, anywhere. I'm ready to sit down and have those discussions. I'll do it today, even though it's freezing rain. So any of your listeners out there, try not to drive today because it is treacherous outside. But what I will say is I will meet him anywhere in debate. I am pushing for our current county Republican chairman and chairwomen to set up debates, set up town halls, and I'll be there. You let me know what date you need me to be there, and I will be there.
Well,
because I think that dialogue is important, and we need it. We haven't had it.
One of the things that I think needs to be done, have you reached out and spoken with Dare Rendon, the chair of the 1st Congressional District? I think she's the one that needs to be spearheading this thing and saying, okay, we're 2026 now. It's campaign election year. We're going to set up debates all over the 1st District. These are the dates. These are the times. These are the locations at various county parties. And I think she would be the one that should set the debates up and then whether or not the congressman shows up or not.
I have spoken to Dare Rendon. I saw her at an event recently, and she actually mentioned to me, she said, we're looking at trying to figure out how we're going to do a 1st congressional district debate. She said, would you show up and be in attendance? And I said, absolutely. I'm sure she'll organize that. I don't have any influence there, but she will organize that, and she will get back to me on a date, which I think is great. We need it. People need to see, and I think it's great for him as well, getting out there and maybe settling some of people's concerns that he's just not in the district and doesn't represent what people want. And I think that he graciously should accept any type of debate. He's the sitting congressman. He's well prepared, and he has a great team of people that can prepare him. And I think it would be a wonderful situation for both of us to be able to get in and get into a debate. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, the thing I don't want to see one first congressional district debate. That's not what I'm asking for. That's not what I'm, advocating for.
Yeah, we need multiple every county if we could. I mean, there's 36 counties, so that's a lot of time, and I understand that.
No, I think a regional situation where there could be, very easily, like you say, because of the number of counties, we could have 6 or 8 debates, no problem. We could do clusters of 6 counties at a time, and we could put this together in 6 debates and have this well funded. We could have it well attended, starting in March when the weather starts breaking a little bit, because August is not that far away. Once we actually turn the corner here, January 2nd, next Friday, when you're on the show, I mean, the clock's ticking. And I think this is something that takes leadership, and I think that's something Dare should do. I'll reach out to Dare and plant that seed as well and see if we can get a bunch of regional debates lined up, both in the UP as well as below the bridge, and see what we can make happen. Final thoughts here before I let you go for the weekend. Obviously, kind of icy and snowy out there today, but I know you've had people go to your website and check you out. Some people called me for your website as well after they heard you on the radio, heard your commercials. Want to make sure we get that website out there again for everybody. Let them know what that is.
It's JustinMichaelForCongress.com. That's Justin, M-I-C-H-A-L, forCongress.com. I put up some great stuff. There's some good videos. There's a lot of information about not only my history, but about my stances and where we're at with the Republican Party. So please go to my website, take a look, read through all the things. It's a really nice website, very interactive.
Well, one thing that I really appreciated, did you get those videos of you doing firearm instruction? Did you get those on the website as well, or were those on your YouTube channel?
Yeah, so they're on both. They're even on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow us on Justin Michael for Congress on all those platforms. But yeah, if you go into my Second Amendment space, my 2A space, you can definitely see videos and hear about my firearms training and my certifications and what I do for the district in terms of teaching concealed pistol license courses. So yeah, it's Second Amendment super important to me. It's the baseline for our fundamental freedoms. So
absolutely,
I don't think that lately.
Yeah, and of course, you support constitutional carry countrywide, correct?
Absolutely. I think the constitutional carry argument is something that states are even getting behind, which it's nice to see. A lot of states are starting to move in that direction, and even states that have had some pretty strict carrying gun laws are now starting to ratify their own state constitutions and bring in constitutional carry. So I hope to continue to push that. And I also think that we need to look at revamping the ATF and getting some of the strong restrictions on short barrel rifles and suppressors removed from the ATF log. Some of those things are absolutely ridiculous and don't correlate at all with what national crimes statistics are. So
yeah,
we need to push to make less firearms restrictions for things that don't stop people from doing bad things. So.
Very good, sir. Again, the website is Justin Michael, M-I-C-H-A-L, for Congress.com. Check him out. Justin, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next year.
Yes, Pete. Thank you.
Okay,
see you next year, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye. On the hour news break of hour number one, we'll be right back.
This is